everyone. I'm Tara Lynn of Geek Saga Entertainment, and welcome to the Geek Saga Show's new-ish solo podcast series, Impulsive Hyperfocus. First things first, follow me at A Geek Saga on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Threads, etc. for insight into my life and, of course, updates about this and other Geek Saga Entertainment endeavors. And if you want early access to these and other podcast-only recordings, links to personal Spotify playlists, show notes, writing samples, and more, check out the Geek Saga Entertainment Patreon at patreon.com/geeksaga_entertainment. If you haven't listened to my previous Impulsive Hyperfocus episodes, I start out by highlighting one thing about myself. So this time around, for obvious reasons, with this being part two of my Red Dead reflections, I wanted to call out my previous Red Dead coverage. And yeah, of course, that includes my first Red Dead Reflections Impulsive Hyperfocus episode, but I also want to point out that I have several earlier podcasts that focused on Red Dead Redemption, namely episode 64, which is the recording of the Blackwater Squares game at Dragon Con 2022, episode 30, which features audio from a Red Dead fan panel at Dragon Con 2019, and finally episode 26, which includes audio from both of the MomoCon 2019 panels featuring Roger Clark and Benjamin Byron Davis. Oh, and if you don't mind a terrible sound while watching some funny clips, definitely check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ A Geek Saga. I have a Red Dead Redemption 2 playlist on there that has several compilations, as well as a full stream that we did, which I'll get into later in this episode. That said, what I wanted to get into with this episode, I promise I have not forgotten the questions people submitted prior to my first recording, but because I wasn't even able to delve into my experiences with Red Dead Online or how my love for the game led to my current relationship, let alone my experiences traveling around the country to cosplay Red Dead, including Tombstone Redemption last year and Black Hills Redemption this year, I just have a lot to cover, and it's gonna take more episodes than I thought it would, to be completely honest. So yeah, needless to say, I have a lot of ground to cover, and I know I won't be able to do it all even in this second episode. So please bear with me as I start with some personal background about my partner Dean and I, followed by getting into some of our Red Dead Online adventures. This means I have to go way back to when I first met Dean, which was at an industry party at San Diego Comic-Con 2018. I was there with a friend who knew him from Dragon Con, and while she got into a deep conversation / argument with Dean's friend about Star Wars or something, Dean and I found things to bond over. Listen, I don't really know how we got into a conversation about Red Dead, but we did. And from there on out, it was, well, kind of fate. Apparently, I'm using the word fate loosely because we had plenty of other stuff in common, but the end all be all was that our passion for all things Red Dead led to us just wanting to talk with each other more and discuss literally all things Red Dead. So at this point, that of course mainly meant the original game, but we were also both obsessed with any and all news of Red Dead 2, which was slated for release almost exactly 3 months after we met. So we had a lot of long, in-depth chats about the first game prior to Red Dead 2 being released. And then when it came out, we talked each other through our first playthroughs. Granted, I finished story mode way before he did because he got wrapped up in the Red Dead Online beta before I bothered to get into it because I refused to join Red Dead Online until I had finished story mode. So setting my feelings about and thoughts on story mode aside for now, yes, again, and I'm sorry for that. By the time I joined Dean in Red Dead Online, he had already figured out quite a few things and was able to show me some ropes. Back then, this meant stuff like bringing me to a fishing hole where we could get fish to spawn constantly and therefore make a bunch of money off of them. And this is a bunch of money in brand new player mode anyway, as well as using glitches to sneak into Mexico or Canada, neither of which were completely rendered but did exist as places you could technically get to if you knew how to get there, of course. So after looking up whatever old recordings I still have access to and talking to Dean, we were able to recall some of the glitches we used to get out of map, but only vaguely because these are all glitches that existed way back in the very early days of RDO. I doubt any of them still exist today. I mean, I suppose that maybe there's a small chance some of them do, but I wouldn't, you know, count on that. So for instance, there was one where you would set up a posse aim, like an inter-posse fight, near the edge of the map, and when the game started, you would spawn outside of the map. Also, far southwest near Gaptooth Ridge, there was a spot where you could work the controls just so to slide over a big rock and get out of the map and then go north to Canada or south to Mexico. The only other one we could specifically remember was to find a short hill somewhere on a shoreline, go into first person mode, and then when you started to slide forward, you would point the joysticks opposite each other, which somehow caused you to slide across the map over to the out of bounds areas. At one point though, Dean definitely tried to use dynamite to send me out of map. Neither of us remember if he heard that this was a thing that could actually work or if he was just trying to do it. But anytime we tried it, I hit the invisible wall, so oh well. I do think there was one out-of-map thing that he got to work that involved swimming across the river up near Annsburg, but this is a super vague memory, so I don't recall what the logistics were, and while I think he might have made it at one point, I never did, so boo. All that said, we definitely had some fun out of map, whether it was me watching Dean kicking pronghorns who were just standing around and usually not reacting, something I could not bring myself to do, or mainly just taking in the views of Manteca Falls, exploring the not fully rendered version of El Presidio, and riding through Sidewinder Gulch, which was pretty exciting at the time because the only way to play the first Red Dead at this point was to have that like PlayStation Online subscription where you actually had to play it online, which was slow and glitchy and awful. Trust me, I tried it. It was terrible. Anyway, of course, there were also some not so fun glitches too. Some of them were just little things like trying to join a posse member on a wagon and just getting stuck on the footboard or whatever until the person driving turned the wagon enough to knock you off. Or the time I got stuck in a water trough and no matter what I did, it wouldn't let me out. Thankfully, it wasn't for very long, but still, good job, early RDO. But there were also some glitches in the very early days, mind you, that were, I don't know, funny, but also kind of beyond frustrating. Like the time I couldn't call any horse, not mine, not even a nag, and I was playing with Dean, and when he dismounted to try and see if I could get on his horse, I couldn't even do that. In fact, the only interaction I could have with his horse was it kicking me, and then it kicked me to death, and then it ran off, and he could not call it back, at which point we were both so frustrated that we just started messing around, including him trying to lasso me, but he could not see the lasso catching me. And while I could see it at first, eventually he would lasso me and I would just be like flying through the air with nothing attached. So it was literally a whole ass mess. And it got so bad at one point that he couldn't see me at all, even though I could see him. And when that happened, we just totally gave up on bothering with playing online that evening because I apparently started the session persona non horsa. And it seemed like by interacting with me, Dean became persona non horsa as well. And we also couldn't do anything else. And hilariously, that same session included a griefer trying to rope me and failing. And when I was finally able to kill him, his horse spun around on the ground like a top, which was really fucking creepy, like exorcist shit, but also hilarious. And like, not to bring the mood down, but speaking of griefers, I feel like we, and by we I mean generally Dean and I, kind of experienced phases with them. As in, we could go months at a time without being bothered, and then suddenly there would be a week, maybe two, where they would be a consistent issue. And listen, maybe this is just me and the way I've always played online games, but I've never really understood why someone would go into a multiplayer situation like this with what seems to be the sole aim of making other people's sessions miserable. Also, while I'm apparently a good enough and or high enough level player that most tasks aren't challenging, I'll be honest, when I get worked up about people attacking me for no reason, it's like all of my knowledge and ability flies out the window and I can't concentrate or do anything fast enough to actually deal with them. So that's really fun. Anyway, who wants to focus on that kind of negativity? Griefer's gonna grief. And even though they were definitely one of those things that put a bad taste in my mouth when it came to RDO, I think we were really lucky because compared to the number of hours we played, our experiences with them were almost, well, negligible. And while I certainly dealt with a lot of RDO glitches that were frustrating, they were much easier to laugh about. I don't know, like the time we kept finding horses swimming around half submerged in the dirt. Okay, wait, that might have been kind of hilarious, but was also sort of traumatizing for anyone in my generation who grew up being misled about how quicksand was a much bigger problem than it actually is, or, you know, anyone who watched our tax die in the never-ending story. To be honest, I don't really have any sort of great segue from all of that into any sort of discussion of Red Dead Online's overall gameplay, meaning the roles and whatnot. And I also don't know how much I have to say about that that hasn't already been said. Trader and Collector are definitely the roles I use the most, simply because they were the longest running roles that I actually wanted to bother with. Like, sure, I had Bounty Hunter as soon as it became available, but as I mentioned in part one of this Red Dead series, I've always preferred the hunting for things part of these games over having to do, let's say, more hardcore missions. I also enjoyed the Moonshiner role from time to time, though that one was definitely more frustrating, especially when I was trying to get dailies and the role dailies included bullshit like dance for X number of minutes. And I think earlier on it was like 2 and then later it was like 4 or something. And listen, I know that like that number of minutes is not super long, but it seems fucking long when you're just standing there like holding down buttons. Like I just want 0.07 gold or whatever bullshit they're giving you for this. I don't know. I have thoughts. But anyway, those were the dailies that they wanted for Moonshiner, like way too often. Also, the dailies were basically the only reason I bothered with doing anything for the naturalist role. Harriet is something else, and while in real life I am very much anti-hunting for funsies, damn it, it's a video game and I love doing it in Red Dead, as I believe I have previously established. So getting sprayed by her because I was fulfilling other dailies or trying to load up my camp? Yeah, no thanks, honestly. And speaking of dailies, they certainly weren't the only reason I played Red Dead Online nearly every day from, gosh, either the end of 2018 or early 2019 until early 2021. A lot of that was enjoying spending time playing with Dean and others. Sometimes Dean's older son joined us in our adventures, sometimes random friends of his or mine or mutual friends did. We played with his brother quite a bit early on, and from time to time, my ex-husband, who technically introduced me to Red Dead and who I'm still good friends with, also joined in. But early on, Dean and I both set goals for earning certain amounts of gold and money, and man, those early days of dailies were quite literally the golden days. Back when you hit a 28-day streak and you earned a max amount of gold for every daily you completed after that, as long as you did not break that streak. Oh man, those were the days. Until they nerfed the gold earnings from dailies, that is, and now you make that max gold for, I'll be honest, I can't remember how long, maybe a week? But then I like asked Dean about it and he was like, I think it's only a day. I'm honestly not sure, and please don't like hate on me for this because I do not play Red Dead Online enough to remember when I literally had not played for, I don't know, years. But I thought it was maybe a week. Dean thinks it's only a day, and we kind of stopped caring all that much about the streak shit after that because regardless of how long you earn the max gold, a day or a week, you then get bumped back to the minimum earning. Lame. To say the least. On top of that, the minimal new content they've provided for RDO has been disappointing at best. Like when they introduced Bonnie and later Sadie missions, but their missions are lame as fuck and not even deserving of the two amazing female characters who give them. And then there's the Blood Money update, which from the start was nothing more than a giant annoyance because how often can you really listen to NPCs go on and on about Capitale before you're over it? For us, it was a very, very short amount of time. All of this led to my actually canceling my PSN subscription not long after I moved to California because at this point, Dean and I were in the same household, and it felt weird to force ourselves to play Red Dead Online, well, not even regularly, let alone every day when we were finally in the same household. But before that happened, Dean and I did have a lot of random fun in Red Dead Online. Beyond the glitching into Mexico and just enjoying each other's company, this included using dynamite to blow ourselves onto the top of the newspaper building in Saint-Denis, something that his older son actually joined in on back when Dean and I were just friends, spending our first Christmas day as a couple, after family time, of course, and just to be clear, he was still in California and I was still in South Carolina, so living across the country, spend time with our families, oh, we have free time, but spending the rest of that first Christmas day as a couple dressing our Red Dead Online characters up as Mr. and Mrs. Claus and running around gifting perfect carcasses to other players' camps. And then, my favorite, a Red Dead Online bar crawl. Our bar crawl, the full recording of which is up on my YouTube channel, though it's messy as fuck, to be honest, happened because one of the achievements in Red Dead Online is to visit every bar in the game, which neither Dean or I had done at that point. So we planned out our bar crawl in story mode order and even created different costumes for every bar. Oh, and also drank in real life, which if you actually have the time or want to watch that video, I honestly would not suggest it. But if you want to, it's there and you can tell that we were drinking. Just saying. But yeah, you know, why not? We started in Valentine with me dressed as original Sadie Adler and Dean as RDR2 John Marston visiting Keene's and Smithfield Saloon. Next up was the Rhodes Parlor House, where we dressed as the woman and man in black. In St. Denis, Dean did a Western Joker, I believe, while I was Western Harley Quinn, stopping by Doyle's Tavern and Schiffer Brewery. Oh, God, Van Horn. The bar being the Old Light Saloon, called for bounty hunter Sadie on my part, and for some reason Dean did a John Wick look. I don't know why. From there, we moved on to Blackwater, where pirate costumes seemed appropriate for the Blackwater Saloon, the Armadillo Saloon in Armadillo, and the Bar Saloon, or Saloon, if you will. And Tumbleweed meant Bonnie McFarlane for me and Red Dead 1 John Marston for Dean. Oh, and we finished out the night in my Bayou Noir Moonshine Shack for good measure. Now, one thing I want to say is that I actually re-upped my PSN subscription after Black Hills Redemption last month, because I met some awesome people there who still play online on a regular basis. And while I don't quite have the time or the energy to play Red Dead Online more than like once a week, and even that might be stretching it, I'm super excited to have a new posse to join when I'm able to, which again, isn't super often, but I love, love, love having the option. Mainly because it makes something that ended up feeling like work, what with the press to get dailies and all, seem fun again. And I don't know that I ever would have bothered with Red Dead Online again if it weren't for meeting the awesome people I met at Black Hills Redemption, which is something I would love to get into in this episode. But I do have a personal limit with these recordings, and sadly, I have met it for now. But I promise my next episode will be about my, quote, real life, unquote, experiences with the Red Dead fandom. Though, to be quite honest, it will be a couple of weeks before I get to it due to my Hot Tea Take series and my attending San Diego Comic-Con. Before I close out, I always like to ask some questions of my listeners, keeping in mind that I will be doing at least one more Red Dead Reflections episode, and let's be real, probably more. What are your thoughts on the following? If you have played Red Dead Online, what are your favorite and least favorite roles? Did you ever utilize any of the glitches that got you out of map? And if you've experienced silly or frustrating general glitches, what were they? Finally, I just want to give a shout out to our Heroes Tier patron, Tommy of the TKOK Podcast Network. Thank you so very, very much to Tommy for his longtime support of Geek Saga Entertainment. To my other listeners, thank you for sticking this out to the end, and I hope you'll tune in for future impulsive, hyper-focused episodes, which will definitely include more Red Dead Reflections. That said, if you have any thoughts or personal stories of mine you're interested in hearing, or any particular rants or rambles you'd like me to go on, send me a DM at A Geek Saga on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, Twitter, etc., etc. Or again, email ageeksaga@gmail.com. Also, definitely follow me on the aforementioned social media accounts for the most current news and updates about the series, and please consider backing our Patreon at patreon.com/geeksaga_entertainment for early access to not just these Impulsive Hyper Focus episodes, but also to my currently airing Hot D Takes Season 2 series and other perks.